Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We're here every Monday night, 7 to 8 p.m. I'm here with Daryl Enriquez. He is your candidate for District 19 County Supervisor here in Waukesha County. We're here on the Devil's Radio, The Shaw. So, Daryl, you're running for office. We've heard a lot about those responsibilities. What is it that you want to accomplish when you get elected?
Well, as I travel throughout the district, I'm asking, what is your biggest concern? And a lot of people are expressing fear of over their safety. And it's been heightened by the Christmas tragedy, the Christmas parade tragedies. People are still quite on edge over that. It's going to take a while for them to heal. But there's other concerns. The growing issue of mental health.
How does addiction. That play out? Mental health addiction, how does that play out in the county, in the county
Well,
budget?
It adds costs, unexpected costs. The largest warehouser of the mentally ill is the county jail, which is very expensive. And the county is struggling to figure out what to do to decrease that cost. And so they're beginning to partner now with municipalities to come up with plans on how to deal with the mentally ill who are violent or just can't adjust. There's also a lot of the homeless are vets, and there is a veteran service office in Waukesha in the Department of Health and Human Services. They're housed there. They're not part of it, and they welcome people who need services. Like I think I mentioned earlier, one of the issues coming up is like allowing economic development to go forward, but again, finding the workers and finding housing for them, transportation. This is not a new challenge. This has been going on for quite some time, but now it's becoming heightened because the economy in Waukesha is doing very well. And so the demand is increasing. And that's a question that we'll have to tackle over the next couple of years. If I get elected, I'd like to be part of that discussion.
So where do you see these issues taking it, and where do you want to take it?
Well, I think we need cooperation among the communities. The need is definitely there. The frustration's there. The previous police chief in Waukesha actually wrote an open letter to the public saying that the police department is not a social service agency. So one of the things the county, I believe, has done is it now has social workers on call, immediate call. It has them directed just for police departments. And that kind of thinking is what's needed. Shared services. And I'm excited about that, and I certainly want to become a part of that discussion. Because of my background, I think I can bring new perspectives and just expand on what already exists.
So what is that unique perspective and skill set that you think you bring to that spot on District 19?
Well, my background from childhood, I grew up in the central city of Milwaukee. I saw a lot of needy people even back then. And I would like to see a sort of a generosity of spirit reemerge here where people are helping other people. I used to live on Arcadian Avenue, which was right off of downtown Waukesha, and we knew the homeless. We had a lot of homeless in the neighborhood. We knew them by name. We also had some mentally ill folks, and we would help them. They were just part of the neighborhood. And on cold, really cold nights, I had an old van. I would leave the door open in case a homeless person couldn't get to a shelter. They knew they could, as long as they didn't make a mess, they were welcome to stay in there. And we had, during the summer, we would have some veterans actually, they think I didn't know, but they were actually sleeping in the backyard because I had a long, large lot. And so it's this town has that kind of spirit. And I would like to see
this town, let's be clear, is Waukesha, right?
Is Waukesha. District
19. That's your town, right?
Yeah, has that kind of spirit. And it's not only me, but it's others, many others who lived in that neighborhood and who, where I live now. And they're concerned about the well-being of people. And that's the, not only what I bring, the knowledge of my life experience, but also the spirit of that.
Make it work together.
Yeah, and the county board is in a very nice position now in that it's having some turnover. And I think Paul Decker is excited about, he's the county board chairman, he's excited about getting new people on the board, getting new ideas. And that's what I have told him I would bring, and he would welcome that.
So we got a couple minutes here, maybe. You've been doing a lot of doors.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is it about doing doors and talking to people? What has it done for your outlook?
Well, it's expanded my outlook. Just when you think you know everything.
Which you don't.
Which I don't. It's wonderful doing doors because people are excited to see you. They're happy to, most people are happy to see you. I was told early in the campaign, oh, don't bother because people aren't answering their doors anymore. That's nonsense. People are answering their doors, and they feel they're very enthusiastic to talk with you. Sometimes they start out in a very hostile, angry tone. But after you explain to them that this is really a nonpartisan election, politics don't play a role in what the county government does. Everybody has their own beliefs, but when you have to roll up your sleeves and get that budget done every year, imagine having to put together a $300 million budget every year. That's quite a task. So you need to be able to stick to the detail and get it done. And that's what I'm learning as I approach people at doors. They don't want the drama. They don't want to hear about what you're doing. Just go ahead and do it and keep taxes low.
They want good government. By the people and for the people.
They have a government they can trust.
Thank you. This is Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We'll be back next Monday, April 4th, the night before the election. Get out and vote, folks. Protect your democracy.